V'hine, perik dalad, mashamevias ha'adam adara klal, el ha'zehiras. What brings a person to reach the hiras? We described what zehiras is about, what it accomplishes, what it means, and now we got to talk about the practical approach to achieving zehiras. Hu liman ha'torah. It's unbelievable. He says the number one path to change one's behavior in this regard is learning Torah. Hashivenu avinu l'sara secha, v'kravenu makinu v'ada secha. Right? When we talk about tshuva, step one is always Torah. And that's exactly what the Gemara says explicitly when it introduces the ladder of growth that the Sefer, V'sos Yisharim, is built upon. V'hu ma'asha amar Rabbi Pinchas b'tchilas ha'braisa, Torah mevi'a l'dei zehiras. It's not the Ramchal's Chiddush, it's Rabbi Pinchas. That's what the Gemara says. Torah mevi'a l'dei zehiras. The more a person learns, the more a person becomes more careful. You send the guy off to yeshiva, shana alf, shana bet, he is going to be a person with more thoughtfulness, someone who is concentrating more on what they're doing, where they're going, and what they're achieving, and if they're on the right path. So that's the general principle. What about on a more specific scale? When you get down to the nitty-gritty, once you have that initial stage of increased Torah learning that a person can always improve on, then the details stem from his bonus al chomer avodah shechai ba'adam. When a person spends time to be misbonein, his bonus means contemplation, thinking. You need to spend time thinking about what? About the chomer avodah shechai ba'adam, the importance, the gravity of the responsibilities that a person is obligated to attend to as a person living in this world. Omek hadin alah, and a little bit of the fire and brimstone, a little of the gehenim, a little of the depths of judgment. When we say the omek hadin, the depths of judgment, meaning the extent to which Hashem cares and the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us accountable. Yetzelo zemen ha'iyun b'maisa maksum sifra ha'kodesh min ha'limud b'mare chacham zichron l'bracha. So how does a person do that? How do I just sit and twiddle my thumbs and think about the severity and the importance of Yiddishkeit and think about the Omek Hadin and the accountability? No. He says, you have tools in your toolbox. What's my toolbox? Iyun b'maisa maksubim sefer HaKodesh. Number one, he says, learn Tanakh, learn Chumash. Learn about Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. Learn about Sodom. Learn about the Dor HaMabul. Learn about Mitzrayim. The stories in the Sifrei Tanakh will open up your eyes to how I'm supposed to behave, right? And the importance and the fact that there's Schar V'Onesh, right? I was just reading last night, Rabbi Meiselman pointed us to an article. There was, I think, in the end of September, you can Google this, I saw it in the Times of Israel. The end of September, there was an archaeological, not just a dig, but an analysis that spanned about 15 years with representatives of some, I don't know, 15, 20 universities from across the United States and elsewhere. And they were researching an archaeological site in the Dead Sea region. And they came to the conclusion, again, after like 15 years of analysis, that the only way that they can explain the absolute decimation of all civilization and fertile ground near the Dead Sea is that there must have been some sort of meteor that struck the area, in the Jordan River Valley, approximately 3,400 years ago, okay, also known as like the lifetime of Avraham Avinu, and that explains, it could be that the meteor actually detonated slightly above ground level. I'm not sure exactly. They were comparing it to a similar type of explosion that happened about 100 years ago in Russia, in Siberia, that flattened 2,000 square kilometers of trees. 80 million trees were flattened by a meteor detonation above ground. And that's the only way they can explain why the area that we know as, you know, probably where Sodom and Amorah were, is as desolate as it is today. And so that was their conclusion. Okay, does this is this a raya to the Torah? Is this a raya, you know, to something else? So obviously the archaeologists are scrambling to try to explain. Oh, well, there was this great explosion, and now, you know, historically, traditional religions had to come up with some reason to explain why that meteor happened. Oh, it must be because You know, so they created this story, this tale of Sodom, and that made its way into the Bible, as the narrative of how they explained when they came to this valley and they saw that it was all desolate. Instead of the other way around, that there was a Sodom, and that was the historical reality, and then there was a Sechar V'Onesh, there was a punishment, because that civilization didn't deserve to continue to exist. So that's just one example of how you can look into Tanakh, and there's history lessons, and those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat them. Number two is to learn the Mamari Chachamim, the words of Chazal, Perkei Avos, the Musar that we find in Agadata throughout Shas, and throughout the Tanayim, the Amoraim. They're there for us to extract lessons for being Jews. Now, it happens, we're fortunate enough, that Svarim, such as Mesil Sisharim, Shari Tshuva, Chovas HaLevavos, and Or HaSadikim, what the godless of these Bali Musar, and many after them, and some before them, was that they collected all these Mamari Chazal. They collected all these pointers and directions into one book, where you can open up on a given topic, a given midah that I need to improve upon, and see what Chazal said are the strategies, see what Chazal said are the challenges, and use that as the attack. So in short, this paragraph says, if you want to achieve Zahirus, how do you do it? Number one, on a grand scale, learn more Torah. On a more specific scale, learn more Musar. Torah and Musar, that's it. That's it. That's when I was applying to yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, so Rav Wilson, who would eventually become my Rosh Yeshiva, so he had a small group of us around the table and doing interviews and answering questions about the yeshiva. It was a relatively new yeshiva, small yeshiva. So someone raised his hand and said, what's the hashkaf of the yeshiva? So Rav Wilson looked at him funny and said, hashkaf, what do you mean? Torah and Yerushalayim. Like, that's what a yeshiva is, right? It's, you know, everything else is, okay, there's definitely other aspects of the world that we encounter, but like, you want to know what yeshiva is? Torah Moser. Torah and Yerushalayim. The school that my kids go to, I'm so impressed. That's the TM, Teferes Moshe, Torah and Moser. That's the slogan. There's a logo, Tough and a Mem, for Torah and Moser. That's a mission statement of the yeshiva. That's how you grow a Jew, with Torah and Moser. It's a big chizik that to build an institution, educational institution on those two words. Sil Sharm is saying, you know, this is all the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Pinchas Ben Yair that we form the sefer based upon. Hina Yesh Bismon says Ha'arz Badraga. So now he says, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Torah learning you can do. You don't need my help to analyze that. Although it is important to note, the Chofetz Chaim made a big deal about this. Rabbi Solanta made a big deal about this. If there's ever something that you feel that you need to improve upon, and you want to use this attack, so the first step should always be learn the halachos. Okay, let's say a person, we'll start with something very basic. I feel I'm having trouble getting up in the morning. I want to go to Minyan on time, make it to shul. I want to just, you know, daven three times a day, like a mensch in a shul, at the right time. The best thing you can do for yourself is for 10, 15 minutes a day, open up Hilchos Tefillah in the Chai Adam, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and sit down and learn the Halachos of Tefillah. And I guarantee you, maybe some of this is psychological, maybe some of this is metaphysical, but you will become more Zohir in the mitzvah of Tefillah simply by devoting time and investing your attention towards learning the Halachos. Shlomo Salanter said we need to learn more about Chosha Mishpat. People in their, you know, usual education, they don't learn about Ribbis, and they don't learn about Schiras Polim, and, you know, there's so many things that you don't get to learn in Shulchan Aruch unless you really sit down and you want to become a Dayan. You have to learn Chazal Mishpat, okay? So if you feel like this is something I need to improve upon, sit down and learn the halachos. Don't twiddle your thumbs and wish I was better at this, wish I was better at that. Shmir Salashon. If you feel like the way you speak needs more careful attention and thoughtfulness, open up a Sefer Chofetz Chaim and for 5 minutes a day, learn two halachos, your life will change. Not just in Shmiras HaMitzvos, but also in Yeshuas. That's an Eitzah that's been given for many years. I think it was propagated most prominently by the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Segal. He said, I've seen so many families who've experienced Yeshuas when they were makabel upon themselves to learn two halachos a day in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. But again, even without that, you don't need you're not looking for Yeshua. You're looking to be more careful about your Shmiras HaLashon. Learn two halachas a day of Chofetz Chaim. It will change your life. everything can be addressed with that starting point of Torah. Now he says, what about the Musar side of things? So he says, Yesh b'zeh ha'aros ha'aros b'hadraga. We have to go step by step, and there are many different components to this, depending on what level you're holding at. Whether you are more of an individual who has reached Shlemus, and those who have not yet reached Shlemus, and the general populace as well. Let's start with the attitude that needs to be adopted through the learning of Tanakh, learning of Musar, that is appropriate for the Shlemi Hadas. Shlemi Hadas, again, from Lashon Shlemus, people who already have a strong recognition of what's important. What do they need to focus on? How are they going to get the most hisorus from both sides, the people around the table right here, B'nai Torah, aspiring Yidden, who want to come closer to Hashem? What is the first thing to work on to reinforce the knowledge and appreciation that this is what we want? This is what we're driving for. This is our priority, growth in Avodas Hashem, to change ourselves and to be better people. That is what we value more than anything else. And the other secondary or illusory goals in this world are just not where we should be placing our focus. And not having that shlemus and not working towards our goals, there's nothing worse than that. Because you're going to slide. You're not going to have a Rebbe yelling at you for 15 minutes every morning before you start learning Gemara. And what's going to keep you plugged in? You need to reinforce the idea that there is nothing worse than sliding backwards and not having the rope to pull myself back. And therefore, the more you reinforce that, the more you're going to put the safeguards in place to make sure that you do have a Rebbe yelling at you for 15 minutes every morning. Okay? And maybe one is going to yell for 15 minutes at night also. And I'm going to live in a community where there's other people like me who also want to keep that Yiras Shamayim on the radar. That's what's important to them also. I'm not just going to move into a community because that's where my last five friends who got married moved to. I'm not just going to send my kids to a school because, well, it's three blocks away and that's where everyone sends their kids. I'm going to think about these things because we're talking about eternity. Talking about Leolam Voyed. Things that really matter most. Ki hine achshes barzeh. Etzlam. Yizbar lahem. K'mochen yosem tzom elav. When you get this, and you also identify what the media, what the approach is to get there, hamaisa matov mamidas atovos, the right actions, the right character traits. When you identify what counts and how you get there, you reinforce it more and more and more. Eventually, you don't care about other things. You just don't care about the other things that people care about so much because you realize they just don't matter. And you look back like the guy who already made it to the middle of the maze and say, like, why are you wandering in circles? You're not going to get where you need to go. You'll recognize if the vehicles, the tools that you're using are just not strong enough because of the pushback, because of the Yetzer Hara, because of the challenges. You'll realize that you're going to get out of it what you invest in it. And if I'm not putting in enough, I'm not going to get the payoff that I'm looking for. And you're going to feel it. And you're going to feel the regret and the charata that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's very similar to both sides. You take a class, okay? I can't tell you. I don't know. There's a very high percentage of members of this year. Over the years, have come to me, you know, like this time of year. I know there's new rules with the W and everything. But like, Rebbe, I dropped the class. I'm ready to take on Shir for credit. And I'm like, ugh. Bruchim haba'im. Welcome, okay? It's the semester starts now. You know, like there's that turning point where you're just like, okay, that like Orgo lab is just like out of the picture, and now I can actually live the life I want to live. Okay? Everybody in their own way, depending on what that course happens to be. And you know, and you need those 12 credits to survive. Baruch Hashem, Shir is the answer. Okay? Baruch Hashem, plenty of people are taking Shir even before they drop the class. But sometimes you just need to say, hold on a second, this is not where I'm going, right? But why did that happen? Because you got a 42 on the first test that they gave. It's not a midterm. It's just a really big test. It's not a midterm because I gave it not during midterm week, but So the lesson you learn is, all right, I'm going to have to take this class eventually. So let me start again next semester. But I learned some lessons. I realized that I can't be, you know, away every Shabbos and lose my Friday and my Sunday. I can't, you know, I can't be wasting my time at night. Like, this lesson, I feel bad about what I did, but I learned a lesson from it. I'm going to get it right next time. And Baruch Hashem, success ultimately comes b'siyata d'shmaya. It's no different in Avodas Hashem. When you fail, you don't get down on yourself. You don't feel, oh, I am subhuman and I'm inferior and I can't do this because I keep messing up. No, you say, wait, what did I learn? I learned that I need to put my time and my attention the right place and, you know, for the right amount of effort. Like, that's what you got to do. You learn from it. And then you feel bad about what you did wrong, but then you build on yourself. That's what Zahiris is. But you need to establish what that optimal operational level is, where you want to be, what prevents you from getting there, so you can execute it and make it happen the second time around. That's Zahiris. That's what the goal for the Shleimi Hadassah has to be. We'll pick up on this tomorrow, Mitzvah.